Salut communauté. Ou attendez Radio L'école, un programme éducatif qui porte information pour tout le monde qui est intéressé sous affaire l'école.
Bonsoir, n'attendez Colin Faustin, jeudi lundi 13 mai. Nous connaissons semaine ça, son semaine qui chargée avec activité communautaire. Avant que nous banons annonce pour activité communautaire, m'a rappelé nous activité pour 5, 6, 7 juillet pour élèves qui étaient allés dans l'école Erasmus avec Wingate. Le app marché, so il faut que nous relais, faire réservation pour être capable plus bien préparer pour nous. Encore, et Dr. Marie-Claude Erard avec Jorel Erard, yo aptan nous pour nous faire réservation pour nous participer dans réunion entre élèves qui sorti dans Wingate avec Erasmus depuis en commencé en année 1965 pour jusqu'à nos jours. Information pour contact à Dr. Marie-Claude Erard avec Jorel Erard
pour nous relayer Marie-Claude Erard passer numéro 954 662 1913. Encore c'est 954 662 1913 et puis email yo. Email Marie-Claude Erard, c'est mcherard@yahoo.com. Encore, c'est mcherard@yahoo.com. Pour Jorel Erard, nous connaissons Tinoni, c'est Babat, c'est babat00@aol.com. Encore, c'est babat00@aol.com. N'abjoen Jorel Erard.
Et tout, nous gagne organisation qui est de Urban Tour Host avec Lumana Global Corporation qui mettait ensemble avec Lila Restaurant pour yon faire une activité totale pour 19 mai. Depuis commencer à 11h du matin pour 7h du soir, yo gen activité qui pour le faire dans 5650 Northeast 2e avenue dans tout quartier. Yo pour gen tour qui pour aller dans Little Haiti et c'est une activité que moi ta conseiller nous pour nous participer la dernière pour les capable continuer inviter mon dans communauté à mon tout touriste pour yo capable faire tout Little Haiti et Anessa de Urban Tour Host li met ensemble avec Lumana Global Corporation ensemble avec Lila Restaurant pour yo capable faire activité ça yon activité totale. So il a invité nous pour nous célébrer Haitian Heritage Month ensemble avec Florida Urban Tour et nous connaissons David Brown, c'est yon nan moun ki responsable pour activité ça et si nous avons besoin plus d'informations, nous pouvons appeler 305-416-6868. Encore, c'est 305-416-6868. Et constate tout, système l'école là, t'es voué un appel depuis hier, malgré que hier c'était un jour pour fête des mères, mais superintendant t'es senti l'invitation que a fait nous c'est tellement important. Côté yon invité nous pour nous venir participer dans Youth Empowerment Summit. Sommet pour bay jeune yo pouvoir. Là nous dit pouvoir, nous voulons faire connait pour jeune nan capable prendre responsabilité, pour jeune nan capable identifier, pour jeune nan capable et commencer préparer avenir. So c'est ça qui fait li très très important pour nous-mêmes comme parents nous aller participer dans Youth Empowerment Summit là qui a fait dans toute semaine mois de mai, commencé depuis jeudi à 13 mai pour juste arriver dans fin de semaine là. Activité ça yo a fait dans l'école Senior High School yo qui dans quartier non so si nous ta vle gain plus information de activité ça nous gen wa rele directeur district qui dans district a c'est Deborah Montilla qui dans division service pour élèves. Numéro téléphone ni c'est 305 995 73 24. Encore 305 975 73 24 ou bien tout nous gagnons à reler l'école senior high school, l'école secondaire qui dans zone nous pour nous demander qui leur a fait activité pour Youth Empowerment Summit. Summer pour bay jeunes pouvoir et superintendant terrelé dans weekend là. Côté li fait nous connaissons nous-mêmes qui responsable dans diriger timoun nous bay au conseil, faire prévention, apprendre yo pour qu'a prendre action qui cap kembe yo en sécurité, li préparer pour partager information ça pour mettre connaisseur dans sujet ça devant pour ban nou information nan somme sa so nou ap mande nou pou nou pa rate li et tout encourager l'école petite nou nan participer nan somme a la fête pour jeune yo la fête pour parents et tout pour moun ki intéressé ki moun nan communauté a ki intéressé so s'il vous plaît rele nan l'école nan quartier nou pour nou konnen ki lè ki jou y a fait youth empowerment summit la yo gen pou yo fèl nan tout senior high school yo nan semaine sa depuis commencer le 13 mai jusqu'à 18 mai et pas oublier vendredi ça pour le faire troisième vendredi du mois côté Little Haiti Cultural Center toujours gain activité commencer à 6h du soir pour jusqu'à 10h 11h du soir so pas rater opportunité pour nous aller dans Little Haiti Cultural Center pour nous participer dans activité que yo gain programmé pendant mois mai à tout nous toujours fait en pile publication pour nous mené maman nous mené grand monde dans famille nous pour yo aller faire un mammogramme parce que nous connaissons cancer dans sein, c'est un cancer qui est très fréquent la kaifi et tout autant fi a rentrer dans l'âge, c'est tout autant li nécessaire pour yo al faire examen mammogramme et nous joindre fi plus ou moins yo passer en pile temps à assurer famille joindre bon gens soin et yo occupé pour assurer que famille là à l'aise li en santé mais yo parfois négligé propre et besoin pa yo so nous a mandé nous-mêmes pas oublier yonne façon que nous capable célébrer maman nous ma tante nous grand monde grand-mère nous dans kayla c'est assurer yo rete en santé mené yo al faire mammogramme tout l'autre examen qui nécessaire pour yon cancer pap envahi système yo encore mois de mai pour maman on encourager pour l'alkay docteur pour l'al faire yon examen physique et tout pour l'al faire examen qui nécessaire pour détecter cancer dans sein cancer ovaire tout sorte de cancer yon fit va faire préventif pour li c'est une autre façon nous capable di parents nous qui j'en nous ramène annonce communautaire nous gagne activité spelling bee qui pour le fête avec organisation femme haïtienne dans Miami nous gagne deux invités ensemble avec nous qui pour ban nous bonne information sur activité qui pour entrer dans communauté pour mois de mai nous gagne Ragston Paul qui était là déjà en fois avec nous jodi a li gagnon invité spécial qu'on pile dans nous pour très content pour nous entendre Mecca as Grimo et moi souhaiter nous rester branché pour nous entendre qui activité deux jeunes garçons ça dans communauté a porter pour nous
moi joindre travail c'est vrai l'en point bras pour me travail l'homme retime songer pays moi une seule douleur Chita souke moi, tous les avines pour tuer. Si moi pas tourne la caille, m'en vient la caille moi. M'en vient la caille moi. Wow, 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 ma pour aller la caille moi.
Good afternoon. Today we have two special guests, Mr. Ragston Paul. He works with Plum Haitien in Miami, and he's here to tell us about some activities that's going to happen in the Haitian community. And also, too, we have a famous artist. His name is Mecca, also known as Grimaud and the Haitian community, and they are here because we're going to have some special activities during the month of May, and they are here to give us a little sample of what we should expect for the month of May. Mr. Ragginson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell me just a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go into the activities.
Fantastic. As you said, my name is Ragginson Paul, and I work with Femme Haitienne of Miami as the Youth Development Director. I've been there for approximately a year. I've been doing youth work for the last 20 years in Washington, D.C.
Thank you. Mr. Mecca, I would like for you to tell us a little bit about yourself, Ben. I know you've been doing a lot of histories about the Haitian history, but now it's about your history.
Right, right. Well, our history, you know. my name is Mecca, a.k.a. Grimaud, with CMR Slang. I'm a hip-hop artist, spoken word artist, actor. I use my art form to promote education in the community and throughout the world. And that's why I'm involved with this that we're going to talk about.
Well, this year we have a good lineup of events taking place for Haitian Heritage Month. But what I really like to focus in on, the second annual Haitian Heritage Month History Bee and Young Artist Challenge.
Is the History Bee still going to be with North Miami students?
No, the History Bee is open to all elementary, middle, and high school students throughout Dade County. Or at my email, which is rpaul@fanm.org.
Thank you. Mecca, we're going to do like mixture of Creole and English right now. How are you involved with the activities that are coming during the month of May in the Haitian community?
Well, I was blessed to be a part of the first one that took place last year. Mm-hmm. So, année dernière, t'es gagné premier spectacle qui t'est passé pour Haitian History BIA. Et je crois que c'est un bon travail que Ragginson a fait avec the FUM organization, also with Marlene Bastien, that we know we promoting, n'a fait promotion culture haïtien, parce que un peu le monde, yo dit yo connaît, but yo vraiment yo pas connaît. And so, in the school system, I think at the ground level, the elementary level, avec Timoun yo, avec the middle school, the high school, on all levels, really, I think it's très important nous faire promotion culture ça, because it's not just something in the Haitian community that we need to know. This is our history, is world history. You know, not only black history, but world history. Mm-hmm. And so the format, and we make it very fun for the kids to learn our culture. So a lot of times the kids think that education is boring, or maybe the way that they learn or the format. So nous faisons jouer comme si, like, you know, so that kids can want to learn and want to participate in this. So I'll be hosting some women people, you know, master of ceremony, as you would say, for the event for the second year in a row now. I feel very honored to be a part of this, because for somebody that takes part in promoting our Haitian culture and to be hosting such an event, and I work with kids, it's a perfect fit.
It is definitely a perfect fit, and also to the fact that you are very young yourself, and then for the young kids to identify with you and the message that you are promoting about Haitian history and they are learning, I think it's absolutely wonderful. As I said to you before, I had the opportunity to be in the audience of you presenting, and I was very, very proud and learned a lot.
All right.
I learned a lot.
That's important.
And I enjoyed it, and I'm sure our kids, they're going to enjoy it as well. And those who have seen your act, I'm sure they identified with you very well. So tell me about that event that you are going to host. When is it going to happen? And how are the students going to be involved in that?
Haitian Flag Day. It's a day that we can't forget. Fête du drapeau on le 18 mai, May 18th. It's a Saturday, 10 o'clock. Right now, we don't know exactly how many schools are participating because we're still getting information. Last year, there were 16 schools that participated. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for a bigger number this year. We want all the schools to get involved. If you're listening to this right now and you have a child that goes to a school, whether it's on an elementary, middle, or high school level, make sure that they get in contact with their school, or they contact Mr. Ragginson again at 305-756-8030, extension 107, and make sure that you enlist with him so that we can make sure that your school is represented at this Haitian History Bee, where we're going to, basically it's set up like a family feud type, you know, like a game show type thing, where there's a buzzer, and whatever team hits the buzzer first and can answer that Haitian history fact correctly, you know, we may ask the question, who sold the Haitian flag? they hit the buzzer and somebody's supposed to tell me Catherine Flon. So we got to have the right answer. And so I think this is a good way of promoting our culture and our history, our legacy on TV. If we don't promote our own culture, nobody else is going to do it for us. You know, chacun nous garde télévision, ap garde Haïti, ap yo montre nous, you know.
Sak pilèd yo.
Of course, konnen ke Haïti bèl. And a lot of the kids, psychologically, they grow up with that. Then they go into denial. Then a lot of other things happen from there. That's self-esteem, pride, confidence. Tout ba ke nous besoin, even to learn, even to stay in the school system and continue education. Mm-hmm. And so we feel like this is something beautiful that we hope can go on for years, and I can pass the torch, and it can just blossom into something very big. Maybe we can stream it next year.
Ragerson, where is this activity going to take place, the Spelling Bee especially, since we have many of our students will participate? Will it be free?
Yes.
And are parents invited?
The entire community is invited. It's going to be free, and it will be held on May 18th, Haitian Flag Day, at the Little Haiti Cultural Center. The address is 212 Northeast 59th Terrace. Once again, 212 Northeast 59th Terrace.
Time?
The time will be 10 a.m. up to approximately 2 p.m.
Would that be a field trip for the students, or how are they getting there?
For the schools who are participating, it's a field trip. For those who want to attend, it's just open to the community and they can attend. There should be other activities going on as well, because as I mentioned, we have the Haitian Heritage Month History Bee, but at the same time, we will be actually doing the final judging for the Legacy Young Artist Challenge that goes right along with the History Bee that allows our elementary, middle, and high school students to express themselves culturally and being judged on their Haitian history and their Haitian artistic talents.
Yes. Well, Grimaud, you are going to host the activity, and you say you're also going to do some acting. Can you give me a little sample of your work right now, or are you prepared to do so?
Always prepared.
Okay.
Somebody that's a wordsmith has to always be prepared. Way, make way, Haitian buffalo soldier, led by Dessalines, the greatest army on the scene. In 1803, we defeated the French. Then in 1804, we declared our independence. It was a year of remembrance. We said it in less than a sentence. L'Union fait la force. Soldiers who put their lives on the line at all costs. 200 years later, n'ap bataille toujours. Papa Mac, ma maman promet nous, ma bati un kai pour nous. N'ap tourne Haïti parce que gen plusieurs belles villes. M'baka comprendre qui j'en bel pays qu'on sa pa prend fil. Haïti chérie.
Merci, Haïti chéri. Moi, souhaite nous tous qui attendent le programme, nan, nous tendez invitation yo et simplement le fait que nous gagnons un jeune qui pourra participer, qui pourra remettre jeune nou yo histoire Haïti dans langue jeune nou yo. Parce que nous connaissons plus fort majorité haïtien, ti haïtien, ti haïtienne. Dans la communauté, yo parle anglais, yo mette mot créole, yo la dani, yap communiqué, et konye la yo jeune un artiste qui ka mette l pou yo en façon, pou yo apprécier li et apprendre de li. C'est une opportunité pour nous même, pour nous, si petit nous pas participer directement dans l'école li. Bon, moi même da di se, yon na activité nous capable reconnaître comme une activité spéciale avec ti mon nan. Et puis nous menons l'activité ça pour yo capable identifier avec culture. La identifier avec jeune haïtien qui a fait belle bagaille dans la communauté a, et tout pour yo ka jenon en forme de art, comment yo capable étudier et retenu ça yo apprendre et remettre les nécessaires pour faire même gens avec meka qui pas préparé pour le vin et réciter rien pour nous, mais simplement moi dit ben mon petit échantillon et il fait ça la même. Et nous pas oublier tout pour me dire Ragerson is also Haitian descent, right? Ragerson,
correct?
Yes. So the last time you were here we spoke a little Creole. I know today is just like, okay, they two gonna do better than me, so I'm not gonna go there, but nevertheless it just shows us that our culture, our people, our language, it's there.
Definitely. It's,
yeah. And use it. Let me tell you, to me, it's extremely important, because I could say 95% of my day, my job is in Creole. So I enjoy it and I love it. I love the fact that I'm able to speak another language and I could communicate with people who need for me to speak with them in Creole. So it is a beautiful gift. So we are trying to promote that. And May 18th helped us do that very well. I actually, the whole month of May, is Haitian Heritage Month. And I would recommend that you get in touch with Commissioner Jean Monestime, who has a calendar that came out. It's called Haiti, Beautiful History, Legacy, and Heritage. And for the month of May 2013, and it has various activities scheduled in order for whoever's interested of learning more about the Haitian culture or participate. We have soccer game going on. We have Madame Gugu's soccer final, the best of the best contest. We have Commissioner Monestime and Hialeah Heritage Cultural Month on May 30th, which is a closing reception. And let's look for May 18th. May 18th, you have Haitian History Be Young Artists Challenge in Little Haiti Cultural Center, which is located at 212 Northeast 59th Terrace. The activities start at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And again, the phone number, if you want to get in touch with Mr. Ragason, Paul Ragason, and his number is 305-960-2969. This is going to be a special day for us due to the fact that we are going to have Mecca as Grimaud. You just heard him, so you know his specialties. They have Compa Festival at Bayfront Park. Let me tell you, this calendar is full. I cannot say everything that's in the calendar because it will take all night. But definitely check out the calendar and make sure that you attend the activity that interests you the most. Ragason, please, again, give me your number and highlight one of the activities.
Once again, my name is Ragason Paul with Femme Haitienne. My telephone number is 305-756-8050, extension 107. And as I mentioned, the second annual Haitian Heritage Month History Bee and the Legacy Young Artist Challenge is a key program for the youth. As everything goes on for the month of May, we wanted to make sure that the youth had something that they could actually aspire to and something that they could be excited about. If I may, I'm going to share with you the definition, because after Mecca's piece, it really speaks to the necessity to understand history and what history, a true application, a true definition of history should be. History is a clock that people use to tell their political and cultural time of day. It is also a compass that people use to find themselves on the map of human geography. History tells a people where they have been, what they have been, where they are, and what they are. Most importantly, history tells the people where they still must go, what they still must be. The relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child. Dr. John Henry Clark.
Thank you very much. And I forgot about this. Last time he did just the same beautiful quote that he shared with us, and I appreciate that. And we will not forget that May 26th is Mother's Day. So Haitian Mother's Day, because the American Mother's Day, we always tell a little joke about that. It says Haitian mothers get an opportunity to have two Mother's Days, which is great because I'm a mother. It's wonderful. And Little Haiti will have another Mother's Day and Mecca.
Yes, yes.
I would like to know, is there any other place that we can catch you at during the month of May?
On the 17th, I'll be at the Stephen P. Clark Building of May. And then on the 17th, that's when we'll be having the Haitian Flag Day celebration for all the dignitaries and, you know, everybody around that might be around the government center or even the community. And on the 18th, I'm with Mr. Paul at the Little Haiti Cultural Center. And right now, a couple of things are being defined. So I'm at a lot of schools. I always do the schools and go there. The principals always invite me because they know that my act, you know, education based. Mm-hmm. And I'm always promoting the culture and the education and the history. And I do it in such a way where it's still cool, but you're learning at the same time. Et si m'ka di un lot ba ay ke si se Ayisyen k'ap tande nou kounya, m'konnen program lan li commence a 10h. So but n'ap di moun yo 9h.
Okay, vin à l'heure, vin à l'heure. Exactement. We will not forget to mention too, in Little Haiti, the third Friday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
The Haitian Cultural Center always have a fantastic activity going on the third Friday of the month. Always put that in your calendar. Go to Little Haiti Cultural Center, which is 212 Northeast 59th Terrace. Usually, the activity usually starts at 6 p.m. and it would last until 10 p.m., 9-ish, 10 p.m., but definitely is a great time to take your children, your family. One of the things that I always remind the community, if you don't use it, you lose it. So you don't go, before you know it, they stop doing it because they say there's not much of an interest. Last word, both of you. Ragason first.
Haitian history.
Okay.
The youth is the future. We're la avenue, not ma chère avenue, to make sure that, you know, we reach our goal, which is so to know yourself and know your culture and your legacy.
And my last word is, it's a pleasure to have both of you young men in the Haitian community doing great things, and I love to hear from you.
C'est l'an apkabé pour jodi, c'est tout. Merci. Bye-bye.
Pabliye, numéro radio l'école, c'est 995-21-92. Relez pour nous bailler idée, ça nous t'a vle connaît. Laisse ça, n'a plus satisfaction. Merci. À la prochaine.